to get people into trouble. Those two bits of borderline absurdism, and many others, really happened. Post-Soviet Russia was the wild, wild west of the East. Josh Haven. Chapter 1. June 2, 1994. London has more bars, pubs, places to drink adult beverages, than just about any other city in the world. There's an endless supply, an endless variety of quaint, or ancient, or Victorian, or Churchillian, or sleek and ultramodern. There's also a bar in every hotel restaurant in the city. Some of them are pretty famous. They serve diners who want an aperitif, or a nightcap, or an excuse to put on a tux. They're not drinking bars. The only reason for actually drinking at a hotel bar in London is if you've already emptied the minibar. John Mills was fed up to the back teeth with London, the world, banking, business, his job, his former job, with being away from the United States, away from his wife and their home in Texas. So he'd quit a very good, very high-paying job with a top investment bank and bought a plane ticket to Dallas-Fort Worth. His flight left in the late morning, including time to pack all the junk he'd been lugging around for 3 years, from Texas to Tokyo to India to London. He still had time to get drunk, tell the world of multinational finance to go to hell, sober up, and be at Heathrow in time to sleep for 10 hours on the plane. It was 1 in the morning, and the only people in the Goring Hotel's dining room were the barman and a crowd of raucous businessmen, stockbroker types in striped shirts and white collars, celebrating something. John was in the sort of mood where the sound of happy people having a good time makes you want to throw empty bottles at them. John didn't have an empty bottle. He had an empty glass. He held it up for the barman to see. The barman came over and filled it up again with some obscenely expensive Irish whiskey. John wondered how much longer he'd be able to afford the good stuff, having quit his job. The barman finished pouring. John thanked him, and before he could walk away, said, "Can I ask you something?"
"Certainly, sir," said the barman.
"Why is there a hotel in London named the Goring? It'd be like having a hotel in Pearl Harbor being named the Admiral Yamamoto." The barman began to walk away. John called after him. "Why not just name it the Hotel Werner von Braun and stop beating around the bush?" The barman ignored him. He was pouring another round for the stockbroker guys, apparently the final round. The host, speaking lightly accented English, had called to the barman for a slivovica, Czech slivovica, nothing else would do, for a final toast. John wondered if, once they closed their tab, the humorless, Goring barman would issue a last call and begin closing up. The Hotel Admiral Yamamoto. How could someone not laugh at that? Philistine. John wasn't sober enough to eavesdrop, so he didn't catch much of the Slivovica man's lengthy toast, only that the group seemed to have struck it big on some trade or something. The men, 6 of them, all pretty young, late 20s to late 30s, all drank their plum brandy, and after some handshakes and hugs, began to file out of the restaurant. John waved the barman back over. "You got a pack of Camel filters back there?"
"No, sir," said the barman.
The Slivovica guy was counting out money as he walked toward the bar, probably coming to settle up and pay his check. John laughed inwardly.
"What have you got?" said John to the barman.
"Nothing, sir. I'm afraid I'm out of cigarettes," said the barman. "We'll restock in the morning."
"Perfect," said John. "A fitting end to the day." He finished his drink.
"Can I offer you one of mine?" said the Slivovica guy.
"I'd appreciate that. Thank you," said John. "What are you smoking?"
The Slivovica guy was walking down the bar toward John, pulling a pack out of his breast pocket. "Lycus," he said, flicking the bottom of the pack to pop a cigarette out, holding it out for John.
"Huh," said John. "Never had one before. You bring these from home?"
"No," said the Slivovica guy. "They don't sell these in the Czech Republic. Only in Russia, and apparently London. I saw them at a newsstand. I was curious."
"How are they?"
said John, accepting a light from a nickel-plated Zippo.
"Fine," he said. "Not very good, not very bad. Fine."
John took a drag and nodded his agreement, then added, "Any cigarette when you..."